Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I assist you?
Yes, I got an email saying that I needed to update the shipping address for, I believe it is a Dyson that I may have won.
Alrighty, ma'am.
Or maybe it's a phone.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
54901.
I thank you for that. And that first and last name, please?
Crystal Cawley. Crystal with a C.
Okay. And Cawley for okay, I got you.
But,
and for security purposes, could you verify your address, please?
1910 Evans Street, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, 54901.
Okay. Alrighty, ma'am. And I do see that you had actually entered into a contest to participate in to receive a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Is that correct?
Yes.
And they say you needed to update your shipping address. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. On there, the shipping address that you quoted to me, is there a different one?
No, there's not, but the email actually, it comes from FedEx. It says FedEx package pending. You have one package waiting in our warehouse ready to be delivered. Use tracking number to track and receive your package. And then it says on the bottom, update address.
Okay. Well, actually,
but then when I click it, it brings me up to your guys' account.
Yes, ma'am, because you've actually called a third-party call center. So you may need to reach out to FedEx and get in contact with them so they can actually update that for you. This is
okay,
is not the number you needed to.
They brought me right to your guys' website.
Yes, ma'am.
So I just assumed that.
No, ma'am, because the address you quoted me is the one that we have online for your shipping address. So you may need to get in contact with FedEx and verify that with them. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great afternoon.
You as well.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.